Now, where we are at, I'm so glad because the year has been thrust on us with this crisis of this virus, but God is always ahead of the devil. In fact, 2 years ago in one of my messages, I actually, something when I preach is in the spirit of prophecy. I'll prophesy about the future. And you know, this virus thing happened towards the end of last year, which is still 2019. That's why they call it COVID-19. All right, but in 2018, I sort of prophesied and I talk about a new strain of virus coming. Sit back, watch. Amen. So obviously God has done something in the spirit world. God has released a healing anointing, a new strain, if you would, of healing. They'll perform such things that such feats that we have never seen before. The devil is afraid and he's playing catch up. He's trying to create a new strain of virus that are like Ebola and other kinds of strains of flu that is virulent against medical treatment and all that. But just let you know that we are in the best of generations. The rapture can happen anytime. We're in a generation that believes that we don't have to depend on the ways of the world. We are that generation that delights in God's word. That's why you are here. You are here because you delight in God's word. You delight in God's word. That's why you are here. Amen? Amen? That's why you are here. And that's why we are all here, to hear what God has to say about this and what's God's answer. So God never plays catch up. The devil plays catch up. So even 2 years ago, I prophesied, not just here, but at other times as well, not in just in this sermon, but in other sermons, I preached that there'll be a new strain of virus. And I mentioned a flu-like virus, which will be virulent against medical science and what they can handle in the natural. So something unseen can cause such devastation. During this time, he wants us to look to him. And it's a time where, even as believers, we gotta ask ourselves, what do we really believe? We can do all we can, but only God can protect us. You know what I'm saying? Be wise. By all means, be wise. You know, the devil came to Jesus and said, why don't you jump down? You know, the Bible says, it's the only time the Bible says that the devil quotes the Bible. The only time he quoted the Bible was in the testing, in the wilderness, where he told Jesus to jump down, all right, from the pinnacle of the temple. And he says that the Bible says the angels will bear you up in their hands lest you dash your foot against a stone. There are two things about the devil when he quotes the Bible. He never quotes accurately. He left out the word to keep you in all your ways. God wants to keep you. Number two is this. If you meditate on God's word, you know, it says the angels will bear you up in their hands lest you dash your foot against the stone. It talks about normal life. When you walk normally, you don't see the dangers around you. But you know something? God will keep you from even hitting a stone. But if you jump down, that's not walking. That is stupid. Amen? When you jump down, you won't hit your foot against the stone. You will crack your head on the stone. So the devil, you know, with Revelation, is so simple. The Lord is telling us, don't be afraid during this time. There's dangers all around, not just during this virus crisis at the present time, but there are all kinds of dangers around. We're just aware of it because of it's more conspicuous. It is a daily walk. It's a daily walk, and you don't see a rock in front of you, and you stub your toe against it. The Bible says the angels will bear you up. It's like if I have Angel Gabriel, amen. Would you come real quick? Pastor Joe? Will you come real quick? All right. Okay, let's get a light person. Brian, come. Brian is really light. Look at his, no muscles at all. By the way, this is called wings. Okay, now watch this. All right, left and right. Okay, left and right. You're in the center. Okay, so you're walking, the angels, and there's a big rock here. Okay, let's see, this is a rock. Okay, you're both carry him right over, okay? As he's walking. Okay, what? He don't see the rock. Okay, normal. He doesn't know what happens, amen? This is what it means. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Amen? Yeah, this guy's body is ripped, I'm telling you. That's why he's our security guy. And breathing hard? You need to exercise more. Okay. All right, so Jesus said in Luke 10:19, I love this verse, behold, I give to you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. God will always make sure the devil is at your feet. Amen. And then you just trample him without realizing. In other words, go by your own way, walking with God, and don't worry about the devil. Amen. Some people are always conscious of the devil. Don't have the conscience of him. just go your way, and then if he's in your way, you will trample on him. You will trample on the serpents and scorpions. This reminds you of Psalms 91, right? Am I right? What does it say? You shall tread on the serpent, on the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. Amen. And I love this verse. It says, notice that it says, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. Jesus is talking. And over all, over how much? Over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, no thing, no thing, nothing shall by any means hurt you. In the Greek, by any means is a double negative. Very seldom you use double negative, but when double negative is used, like for example, the Lord shall not, blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not, is double negative, impute sin to him. The righteousness of faith that David describes, that all of us have. Now, same thing, nothing shall by no means in any way hurt you. When are we going to believe that? You know, it doesn't happen automatically. It happens to those who believe, because faith is the currency of heaven. Amen. You go to China, renminbi is the currency. You go to Singapore, it is dollars. Amen. You go to some place, the world is yen. But you know what? God's currency is faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the devil wants God's people to be in fear. I'll obviously just say this right now. For God has not given me the spirit of fear. Say it like a minute. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Just want to say this, that like I said before, you can't tell if a virus, you were delivered from a virus, because it's not physical, like terrorist bombing or disease. You can see the x-ray and all that. It's not palpable. It's not visible, right? Right? But guess what? We got a testimony already from our church. Listen to this. Are they clearing their throat? In early February, I received a call from my sister-in-law informing me that one of our relatives tested positive for the coronavirus disease. My family was in contact with that relative during the Chinese New Year period. During the celebration, this relative of ours was going around and chatting with us. After he was diagnosed, my family and relatives, six of whom are believers and attend New Creation Church, including myself, were informed by the Ministry of Health that we needed to be quarantined for 14 days since the time of our first contact with him. As it had already been 12 days since we met him, my family and I only had another 2 days of quarantine in order to serve. During this period, the devil began playing mind games with me, making me feel condemned for being out and about with my children and possibly passing on the virus to others. My husband encouraged me to trust the Lord and not overthink. During the 2 days, we partook of the Holy Communion daily and declared Psalms 91 together. The verses encouraged us greatly. During one of the Sunday services, Pastor Prince shared on John Gillick's testimony during the bubonic plague, where the virus would die the moment it touched his body. When my husband heard it, he started to claim the same for our family. Last week, we were all released from the quarantine order without contracting the virus. Even the infected relative got better and was recently discharged from the hospital after multiple tests came back negative. God is so good. The battle is truly the Lord's.